Good morning, afternoon, or evening to our listeners. We just wanted to give a quick thank you to the sponsor of this podcast, which is The Times. We are so excited to be working with them. You can sign up for The New York Times by visiting their website, www.nytimes.com. Let's get into the podcast.
It's different now, everything has changed. Always on plane, always something new. I said nothing's new, nothing's changed, I still need you.
Have we talked about, I don't know.
Yeah, go for it, bro.
The what's more important, the creative part or the execution part? Has that been a topic on the pod before? Like, if I were to bring you something and it wasn't mad creatively put together,
mm-hmm.
but like, I brought you something out of nowhere,
yeah,
and I did execute. Is that more important, or if I'm like,
oh, I see what you're saying.
If I take
like, damn, but you're
30 days past a deadline because I killed it creatively, but clearly it's 30 days past the deadline, so my execution was ass. Has that been talked about
ass
before? Because if not, I think that would be kind of cool. But if not, we can go a different route.
Different route.
What do you think, Jay?
Yeah, like I think you asked one question. Yes, a few of them. One of them, like, Is creative more important than execution? And then sort of like, do deadlines count? Which we've talked about in the past. I don't know if on podcast, but
I feel like we've talked about recently.
You've talked about how,
I mean, I read a quote one that says like, no one will miss if you gave your work on time, but everybody will remember if you didn't make, like, if you didn't hit a grand slam, something like that. I'm butchering it.
Yeah. Which is basically saying the deadline doesn't really matter.
A little bit. Low key, yeah. Okay. I mean, but I think there's like, I think there is a really good medium to do that. I think you become great when you meet the deadline, but then even at the deadline, fixing it up a bit, you know? Because I think like 30 days after the deadline, there's a sense of, I don't really care about what you just did. Like, you messed it up that bad that it doesn't even matter. Mm-hmm. Because I think 30 days doesn't communicate. I don't think to a lot of people communicates like, oh, you killed it. It communicates more like laziness or unprepared or, you know what I mean? Like, not necessarily like you're doing something amazing. It just sounds like you took advantage a little bit. Mm. You know what I mean?
30 days is a lot, for sure.
But I mean, I know you're probably just using that as an example to exaggerate, but I think it matters on your delivery a lot, right? Those are my thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, I think that delivery, there's a few things that we're talking about. I think that as a...
And it's different per project.
Yeah.
Probably per project, per human organization.
Yeah.
Because it,
truly, like, I think when we think about creative art, like when I think about art for art's sake, like presenting something, I think that there should be no, not that there should not be deadline, but there's something about, I don't owe it to anyone, to anything. So I'm going to wait for the creative to have precedence over the execution, because
over anything. Yeah,
yeah, over anything. It's why I think certain painters, like, you know, paint things over the course of years because it just doesn't feel right. Yeah. I think it's why some artist like Kanye never really puts a release date, and if he does, he pushes it. Like, there's that concept that just always goes, because there's something about waiting for that right moment where it may hit you at 2 a.m.
For sure.
Or it doesn't hit you and you wait 6 months for that to hit you. And that's a true thing. I think we've experienced that for sure. But it's really, really dangerous to consider that and to use that philosophy when you're talking about creative work as a
service.
As a service or as a
and I think
as a work for somebody.
Yeah.
Like here, even us for clients or our team for what we do, like
there's a bit really, of like, who cares?
That philosophy won't work.
Yeah.
Because that's just
Did you see my email today?
No, I didn't open it, but that's somewhat just, it could just it's be crazy. BS. And so, did you see the email?
Is that no. what you're saying? No. I said that's
so
crazy.
I think there's a lot, like, I think that there's the majority of the time inspiration, I think, which is what artists would look for. Like, I think for this kind of work, like, because we're talking about creative, like, service work, but like, there for sure, as I was talking to someone the other day, like, there's just those moments, like, where you're just, like, super inspired or operating on something that's not inspiration, but it's still really good. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I would overemphasize on that for sure, yeah. if you can.
I recently read a quote by somebody I really, really, really admire. It said, I don't have enough patience to be a non-creator. I thought that was really cool.
It's really good.
Like,
yeah.
Yes, really, really, you know, respect those that are like, I'm waiting for it to like make sense. I've been in those situations.
Yeah.
But when I read this quote, I don't have patience to be a non-creator. It really speaks to like, you should almost like, I don't know if it's that you are always in your craft or you're always making something, that you're just always creating something, but I think there's something beautiful in the fact that whenever there's a project handed to you, or if there's no project, it's like another day, you're ready to create. You're willing to create. You're going to do it, you know, regardless of due date, regardless of what needs to get done. I really like that. It was by Virgil Abloh, but he said, I don't have enough patience to be a non-creator. Because honestly, what we're describing, it takes a lot of patience. Like, I think there's a guy that we talk to a ton, and I feel like has so much patience in everything that he creates, and it's beautiful because then the end product is beautiful. We've talked to several people like that. I don't know why I'm out of breath, but
yeah,
I do think that I because when I read that, it's not because it's Virgil, but I really related, because it's true. Like, what are you sort of waiting for? Like, I'd rather, you know, not wait for the right time, but just do it, or not wait till like it feels right. I'd rather just press play or hit send or hit publish. So I like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Which is such a, it's just really a preference for sure. Yeah. Cause there's some people that like won't press send.
Mm-hmm. And their stuff is really good.
Yeah. Until it's like perfect. And I think that's, I mean, I think both work. I think we tend to think like, you know, and sometimes it could be a fall, but we tend to think that we'll continue pushing and either releasing or just pushing and pressing send. And we're not saying that this is like our masterpiece. Like, not every piece is a masterpiece, but all of it could be altogether, or we'll land on one or two or three or four. But I think it's hard to even... Sometimes we feel like we're really proud of something, you know, and then some other times it's just discipline. Yeah. And I think overall, building a bit of a mountain that you can sit on or stand on top of at the end, that's important, you know?
And I think seeing it as a bigger picture, right? Like, I think we're hitting send, hitting release, hitting publish, knowing that this isn't like the last piece that we're going to die on. You know, or as well as if we were to die after that, like, it's not necessarily like what we gave was like the best, but it's like everything that we did was I think something that we're proud of. I think it's a lifetime of work.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't think it's fair for an artist to be judged off of like one piece of work?
I wouldn't think so. No, like not at all. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me unless that's, I think, I'd judge you on the amount. I don't know. I don't think so. No, to your answer. No. That's my answer. Johnny Pye has a different one.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't know if it's fair. I guess some people, I'm trying to think of who has like one piece of work that you can judge. I think there's some people that, like, even, I mean, think about hip hop, art, or rap, or like in the music scene. I think you have, there's some people that are just like somewhat, you know, dropping albums every year and featuring on every track a lot, you know, throughout the year. And then there's some people that like truly, like Frank Ocean, you know, when was the last time he dropped?
Yeah.
And he chooses to drop when he drops. And it's there's a long time in between that, and he's sort of judged by a few projects, but every project he does
so good
is so good.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I think it's like in the same vein, but what's more important, to like put out more content more frequently, or the other, or is it like?
Yeah.
Depends on who you are. Because I was asking myself that question today.
Really?
Like, what is more important?
Yeah.
Because in the past, artists weren't rushing to put things out.
Yeah.
But now we are. And so it's like, what is more important? Or how do you figure out what's more important for you?
I think that's again, I think it's so subjective. I think it's so much of it means like, so much of it comes down to like, who you are as a person, as an artist. I think my opinion would be, for you, you should post out a lot. Like, for your sake, you should post a lot. For the consumer's sake, you shouldn't post that much.
Mm-hmm. Which I think,
because yeah, because that's what I would say.
Because I think there you're talking about two different things. It's the idea of like not defining like posting with creating. Not hitting send with creating. Like, you're saying create a ton, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily like give it all to the public.
No, but it is press send.
What do you mean?
Like, I think that...
Press send to
I
like...
I think like use... you know, I truly think about the people that sit underneath producers, or producers that sit underneath artists that learn from artists.
Yeah.
That... they technically pressed send on all of those projects, but they weren't necessarily their projects
yet.
That true. Concept is like,
oh, that's what you're saying. That's what you're saying.
Yes, but like, for the people, the sort of, yeah, like consumers or listeners or viewers, yeah. Like, I do think that it's somewhat important that
they see what you're doing.
No, like that there is a beginning, and then there's like a strategy. There's a start point to
almost your like a story. Release.
Yeah,
like, there's like a don't story. Forget the story.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's such a new. I think that's ultimately too. We're talking about like, a life of an artist, or like a like what is better. I think that there's so many ways to go about it, but I do believe that like working and not working, but like. Creating and pressing send and working on your craft is so important.
Yeah.
That is so important. I just I know that it could actually be a detriment as well, because then there's just shit posting.
Yeah.
And that's not great. Like, true, I think I'm coming to that too. Like, if I see your portfolio, here's the question.
Yeah.
Do you rather see like the ugly portfolio of Virgil or Kanye or Archie, or like, do you rather see like the ugly? Would you today want to see that ugly stuff? Like, would you like to see it? And I know right now, probably you would like to see the process, but like, would that help? Or does it just help that like everything they're releasing is good now? Because we don't get to, we don't necessarily see that stuff.
Yeah.
We don't see like the processed work.
Yeah.
That processed work was done somewhat in secret, but they, like pressed send.
Yeah, you know they're going saying? For it.
That's the only thing I'm sometimes scared of. It's like, I don't know when that moment hits. I don't know when that changes. I think you'll know. But like, I mean, even friends friends that like, I know what they were doing 6 years ago. But no one knows that. No one now just knows. Now people just know like the track.
Yeah.
And I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
You know, because I think first impressions are super important. That's what I'm getting to.
First impressions are super important. That's like a toll.
Are you proud with what you're releasing? Because if you're not, it's out there.
And I think,
and that's tough, because I love it for the practice, but I hate it for the perception, for sure, because I don't think it helps.
So just hit send on the things that you
But that's hard because you want, I feel like most people will then overthink it and not press send. And by pressing send is like, could you sit on this body of work and like be done with it and move on? You know,
sure.
Could you have, I think, 100 vlogs done, not posting them on YouTube, but at least like you learned, you know?
Yeah, I that's where I think the not hitting send, not publishing is not necessarily the goal.
Yeah, I don't think that's the goal either.
Like at all.
Yeah.
You know, like, but then it literally everything is very subjective because I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't care to scroll down like Archie's and see, like, dang, I don't know. Because then for me, then what that communicates is how did you get to where you're at now? Because that makes no sense.
So that's a part of that's the other side of the story. Mm-hmm. That's a positive one of like, I want to hear Post Malone's track before it got produced. That's on SoundCloud. There's that. That's good. And that, I think there we're talking about, you've got to be really good. Like, because I think that there's 100,000 sound.
For sure.
Tracks on SoundCloud that are just crap. Yeah. And so it's like, well, it's not good enough, but I'm just going to post it anyway because someone's going to find it.
Well, I think root problem is the fact that if you think that way and you're posting that way, then that's like almost like, I don't know if you've thought about this. I feel like you have.
What?
And I've learned this from you is, or I've just seen it, not just from you, but overall, is the idea of not even having this conversation. Like,
why? What do you mean?
Like being past this conversation, almost like the idea of that, like, because it's so subjective and it's so up to however much you want it. Because I feel like if you tell somebody A or B, it then becomes sort of corrupted because it's not truly what they would do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think a lot of this for sure can be just like, I don't know if there's truly like
an
answer or right and wrong is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there could be a, here's how I personally approach it.
Yeah.
Here's how you personally approach it, Jesse, and you and
yeah.
David. And then here's people that like we respect and look up to and are friends with or not. And we can say this is how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, there's like no condom denominator.
For sure. Because
like, there's like so many different
ways. I feel like to even think about like what, which is not, I'm not saying that what we're talking about is useless, but to even think about it,
yeah,
it feels detrimental, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I guess it could be good if you're planning out and you're trying to think out like a strategy for yourself. But I feel like in the time that you've like tried to plan, there's other steps ahead. Or it feels like wasted time versus almost like not necessarily recognizing failure. You know, like, okay, if it, yeah. Who says it fails? Like, who says that was a fault? Who says that like this project was not good?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe didn't get engagement, but did you love it? That's all that matters. Keep pushing.
Yeah.
You know, like not necessarily with the goal of like being this big, big thing or achieving this big project.
Yeah.
But necessarily like you're just pressing go,
I think that's probably that right there, I think is really difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's how do you, and this is, I think, a formula somewhat of success is how do you have the ambition to like, how are you ambitious yet unaware of your ambition to lead you or drive you? So you've got to have it, but you can't let that almost drive you, because there's part of this whole process here that I think you almost have to be unaware and just like remove the chasing of something. Because I think creative and art is like, we've talked about this more recently, like what is it that you like before?
I mean, it's like,
what is it that you like just because you like it? Like
yeah.
what makes you, what are you into? Like what, and it's really difficult to do that, especially for people that are ambitious, because ambition will lead you and drive you. And it's a good thing. Like I feel that a lot, but it's like, could you trim all that down? And I think that's where we find like, weirdos like Tyler the Creator. Like, he's not, like, his ambition is there, but somehow, like, he's just a different rapper.
Yeah.
He's not Drake.
Yeah.
He's not Jay-Z. He's none of those guys.
And he didn't even start like them. I mean, he was his first album Goblin with the, like, Upside Down. Like, it's just,
yeah, but like, but in crazy. That, like, do you think that he was, like, somehow he shut down the craving to be mm-hmm. Jay-Z
yeah.
and Kanye?
Mm-hmm. And I mean, Drake. And like, even now he said, like, I wish I could, like, not have those out. I kind of regret doing them, but it was
the albums.
Yeah, because they're, like, super aggressive. Like, he says stuff like he probably shouldn't ever. Yeah.
Here's what I like about him, or I think that there's another layer of people that are just smart.
Yeah.
That just, like, you understand the game, you understand how to play the game, but yeah. then you understand how to, like, win the game.
Yeah.
And coming out with something as aggressive as he did to make a mark, and then at one point he kind of released a track that was more
nice
and pop and yeah. like mainstream, and but he comes from aggressive.
Yeah.
And I think similarly, we were just talking about someone else, like, very similar. I don't know. We were just talking about an artist. I feel the same way. And I think that's interesting. I think playing understanding the game, playing the game, winning the game, because at that point you're smart and you just know how to win. And right yeah. now I think that, like, playing the game the way it's being played, it's like, I don't think that you'll win because it's too saturated. Mm. But even that conversation, right? Like, I think that's kind of what yeah. you're saying. Even yeah. the conversation of that, it's like, oh, like, what does that mean? I think there's a lot, because then we're almost talking about, like, chasing something versus
just being,
I don't know, just,
yeah. Like, just, like, be you. Like, I think the idea of, which is cliche in itself, but really, what do you like in?
Yeah.
What do you want? What do you want to see more in the earth? Like, what do you want to see more that not even necessarily no one is doing, but what you don't, what, like, what is, like, 12-year-old you love and, like, can really eat and eat and eat and, like, not get disgusted by it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's so many, how many times have we done a project and we're like, okay, we're over that.
Yeah.
Or you go to a new project and we're over that. But what does it look like to make a project and you make the same project and you make the same project? And it just feels really good every time. I think that's when it matters the most. I'm noticing that more and more, that if you just stay to, like, what you liked, whether it be it 10 years, 15 years later, if you're still doing that same thing, like, it's gonna feel really good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think those are my thoughts.
Yeah, I agree. I think I have a, we'll move on. Maybe we can cut that podcast and start over this one. I wonder,
things different now, everything has changed, always on plane, always something new. I said nothing's new, nothing's changed, I still need you. I'm about to hit the booth.